Hello, guys. Welcome to the Sportscast, August 23rd, 2018. The biggest news yesterday was Urban Meyer. He only got a 3-game suspension over the situation with his assistant coach, and there's some mixed feelings about it. And to join us to talk about it, it's Ty Turner. Welcome to the Sportscast.
What up, man? How you doing?
Good, good. So, Ty, yesterday, all-day affair at Ohio State that had a committee, Urban Meyer. I think he was in the room for 11 hours. Gets a 3-game suspension. You think that was a small suspension, or you think it was worth it? What are your thoughts?
Man, this has been I think it's been 3 weeks since he initially, it was the Big Ten media day, probably. No, it's about a month ago. Then Brett McMurphy went out and did his research, found out what wasn't true. In the end, they obviously decided a 3-game suspension for him, a 17-day suspension for AD Gene Smith, and I think more than anything, media and obviously the lead investigator spoke. You had the president of the university, Michael Drake, spoke, and Smith spoke, and Urban Meyer, and that was a horrible, horrible, horrible. If I don't know how it can be more emphatic. Urban, the person who, domestic violence. There was a text that Brett McMurphy revealed that the guy was admitting domestic violence. No matter how much domestic violence went on, the guy was a serial adulterer. I mean, strip clubs, $600 at strip clubs, $2,000 in sex toys, pictures and photographs of him and his genitalia in the White House. And then not even to go along with personal issues like being arrested for DUI. I guess supposedly Dan Wolkin. Some of that.
Her name was
on him. And then when the investigative report, they're like, well, he didn't lie, but he falsely said, well, that's a contradiction in logic. If it's false, then it's a lie. If he said something that's not true, then it's the opposite of not being true. So between just like the report and text message, Urban Meyer, but I don't care for him now. I think. The quicker he gets out of college football, the better, to be honest with you. And yeah, I don't care if he's a good coach. And the Ohio State fan base, my goodness, they look pathetic. Like, putting rallies for Coach Urban Meyer, calling people, like, Ezekiel Elliott, father, calling people haters because they want Urban Meyer. And definitely people aren't Urban Meyer fans. So, after this whole argument.
Yeah, which like the 3 games that he'll be suspended for, they're not hard games, so he's not going to miss much. The management here with Ohio State was kind of odd. I thought. Go ahead.
I don't know if I totally agree with that. TCU at TCU too. That's not an easy game. TCU is number 16 in the country. I mean, so but anyways, I know what you're saying, but yeah, I think the TCU game without Urban Meyer on the road, they might lose that. TCU is a pretty good team. They're pretty good talent. So
yeah, they got Oregon State. They got Rutgers. They got TCU. Just those 3 games. Now, I thought he should have got like 1-year suspension. What he should have gotten? What's your opinion?
I mean, from what they gathered, from the information they gathered, I necessarily didn't have a problem with his punishment. But what actually happened and his attitude towards it, I honestly think she was fired. I mean, when you break down that he actually did know, he did nothing, and he was also lied, and you break down the whole picture as a whole, I think Urban Meyer should have lost his job. But from what the information that the trustees gathered, and that it was not conclusive that he had not done proper protocol and stuff. I mean, I guess what the punishment he got was, I guess, what you would come to from that. But as a whole, I would say he deserved to get the boot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. But we'll see what happens, what develops, and it's going to be a fascinating season to look forward to. We'll see if he'll finish off. If he'll finish strong at the end of the season, would he go to the playoffs? Would he, you know, will the Big Ten be wide open still? We'll see what happens. Wisconsin's number 5, and Ohio State was ranked number 4, I think, or vice versa. But it's pretty close.
No. Wisconsin's 4, Ohio State's 5.
Yeah. Do you think Wisconsin will have a good season?
Well, you know, Wisconsin lost its top 2 receivers. One was suspended for 2 games, and I believe the other one is indefinitely suspended for sexual assault charge.
Oh, wow.
So that was not – they're not very strong at the receiver position to begin with, and they just lost their top 2. They have a great, you know, offensive line. They have 3 guys who are possibly going to go in the first couple rounds next year. And Jonathan Taylor is a very good running back. I think the quarterback's average. Hornibrook is nothing to write home about. They are what they are. They're going to play good defense. They're going to run the ball. They don't have an extremely tough schedule. They're on the weak side of the Big Ten. I think they're going to have a good year, yeah. Do I think they're as talented as Ohio State? No, they're not. Do I think they're as talented as Penn State? No, they're not. Do I think they're as talented as Michigan? No, I don't. So, I think Ohio State needs to worry more about, like, Penn State. It's in Happy Valley, too. And if I were a betting person right now, I'd actually pick Penn State to not only win the East, but to win the Big Ten. But, you know, that's why we play football. We'll see what happens. But I always am one that if you have a good coach and you have a solid defense and you have a good quarterback, you're going to be tough to beat. And I think Penn State has all those things. In James Franklin, a good defense, and a very good quarterback in Trace McSorley. So if I was going to pick someone in the Big Ten, it's Penn State right now.
Penn State, Tyler has said it, and that will be part of the preview next week. We're having, we're probably going to the top 5 conferences and go and see who's the best and who will come out alive. Me and Ryan Krista were saying maybe for the playoffs they should have like 6 spots. And have the 5 top conferences compete for those 6 spots. What do you think?
I mean, actually, if I were going to grow it, I'd grow it to 8. 6 is kind of a little bit of an odd number. I would go 8. But I like it as is. I really do. I don't want it to change. So I like it at 4. But if I were going to go, I'd go like 8. And so you would have the 5 Power 5 champions. You would have 1 non-Power 5, the best of the non-Power 5. And then you would have 2 at-larges.
Tyler,
that would be what
what
I would put together.
Not bad. Well, Tyler, how can people reach you?
T.T. Turner 2. Wait, hold on. That's not mine now. It's Tyler Turner Minneapolis, so MPLS. I changed my name. That's why I said that.
Oh, you changed your... you have the Instagram and the Twitter the same username.
Instagram and Twitter are the same. Before I had Twitter, I had just my TT Turner 2 as my Twitter, but now it's Tyler Turner MPLS, Minneapolis, where I'm from. So.
Awesome. If anyone else, to follow him on Twitter or also on Instagram, you can follow me on Sleon. Please subscribe on YouTube and also on iTunes. Give us a rating and review. We'll see you guys next week. Big college football preview, and let's see what happens. Thanks, Tyler, for coming on to the Sportscast.
All right, thanks, dude.